Your flight management system is designed to make things easier in the cockpit, but how can you keep it from making things much, much more difficult, even dangerous? From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan.
NBAA's Flight Plan is brought to you by JetQuest. Citation-focused, client-driven. That's jet-quest.com. JetQuest.
I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. The Flight Management System, the FMS, is an evolving technology that's built to be a pilot's little helper. It tells you where you are, where you're going, and how and when you'll get there. It can help calculate your fuel burn as well as watch out for weather, traffic, and terrain. But with increased capability often comes increased complexity.
If you're so overly focused on how to do the FMS, it takes away a lot of your time from flying the airplane and managing it.
I'm in the cockpit of a Cessna Citation with pilot Long Nguyen. He's not traveling today. Instead, he's here to learn something himself.
So of the several planes you fly, I would imagine each one of them has a different FMS.
The G1000, the Omega system, mm-hmm. Garmin 530, so they're all different.
And each one of them, when we say different, we're not just talking about each one has a different look to it. It's literally different from the root up.
That's correct. The system, how it operates, how it functions, how it enters, and the logic of it, each of them is particular on how to set it up.
And each one has a particular way in which you make changes while in flight. That's why Long is sitting in the cockpit now.
I can fly a CJ-2. Everything is the same as a CJ-3. The only difference is that the FMS in the CJ-2 is universal. I mean, for me, it's always stressful because I don't fly enough to stay really familiar with it. So when any time I have to go fly single pilot in it, I have to have the current pilot give me a familiarization to the box, let me go sit down in the airplane, how to program it. And on top of that, I made a video from a previous experience on another CJ-2. I watched that.
NBAA safety committee member Jay White says this kind of preparation is a great idea.
I think the key to managing an FMS is in the preparation. Assess yourself. How familiar am I? Assess where you're going. Understand what the threats are as far as airspace, terrain, weather, the software itself, because it's only going to take one small distraction to increase the level of task saturation in a high workload environment.
You just want to do is initialize your position. So here, we're just going
to
say...
So Long Nguyen takes the time to become thoroughly familiar with the FMS he's flying before he flies and helps other pilots do the same. He says you can't be too prepared before you fly. For more information on single pilot safety, check out the May-June issue of Business Aviation Insider, the official magazine of NBAA. For the digital edition of Business Aviation Insider, download the mobile app for iOS and Android tablets at nbaa.org/insider. I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment, but first, please, this message.
NBAA sponsors more than a dozen seminars and professional development planning courses year-round. The courses are offered on-site at locations across the country or online. Increase your professional knowledge and advance your business aviation career with a PDP course today by visiting www.nbaa.org/on-demand.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. Looking ahead on the NBAA event calendar, EBACE, the European Business Aviation Convention and Exhibition, gets underway May 24th in Geneva. You'll find a lot of fascinating topics for discussion, like panels entitled Business as Usual is Not Good Enough, Is Business Aviation on Its Way to Keeping Its Promises, and Capacity and Connectivity, Satellite-Based Technology to the Rescue. There's still time to get on board for EBACE. You'll find all the information you need on events, registration, housing, and transportation on the web at EBACE, EBACE.aero. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.